You mentioned the PACE study. Does it seem that panitumumab does not combine as well with Bev as cetuximab?
It's a big mystery. We don't have a clear answer why the PACE study was negative. The most likely hypothesis with the information that we do have today is that there was clearly an excess toxicity in the FOLFOX-BEV-panitumab arm, and the inferior activity, as far as we know, can possibly be attributed to an increased toxicity. Why there was increased toxicity, that's a mystery. An hypothesis, but it's only an hypothesis, is that there's a kind of interaction between BEV and panitumumab when combined with chemo because of the stronger binding capacity of panitumumab that is not found when chemo is given with BEV and cetuximab. Having said that, the next logic question is, what about chemo plus panitumumab? We didn't see yet a lot of data in this regard, but at this meeting there is a poster looking at safety of chemo plus panitumumab, suggesting, and also according to communications of the IDMC, that there is no concern of toxicity. But we didn't see the details of the data yet. We really have to see the details of data of chemo plus panitumumab versus chemo alone to answer this question formally.